and I had a nice team, but they convinced me that I didn't want to quit, and I ran the rest of the race with Joe, and I don't think it was Vern. I ran the race a couple times and had really good times with Vern also, but there was a couple people that just kept me going and got me to the finish line, and I'm always grateful to them. And then another good time was the 2003 Iditarod. The race started out not so good because my dog team got like super sick, and we were starting from Fairbanks. By the time I got to the Galena, I think the dogs were just had this bad flu bug, and I was like, I don't know if we're gonna make it to the finish line. And it was Galena that year because of the route. We were early in the race, and I just said, I'm taking my 24 and just see what happens. And I sat there with Lance Mackey and Paul Gephardt and was throwing, I was recalculating my strategy for depending on how my dogs came out of there. I left Galena in 54th place and figured, well, we'll see how the race goes from here. If it takes me 4.5 hours to get to Nulato, I just got to just back off and just try to get to the finish line. I think I was into Nulato from off my 24 in about 2.5 hours and to Caltag within a little over five hours from running from Galena, and I stopped for my 8 hour, and then going down to Anvik and back. We got down to Anvik and started doing the head-on passes, and Sorley was out in front, and everyone had kind of forgot about me because I was so far behind. But by the time we left Anvik, I was up to second place. And as we're coming head on, everyone was yelling to me, go get him, Jeff. And I was like, well, this ain't Jeff. it was kind of a cool thing because it was like I went from having one of the worst races to having a really competitive race all the way to the end with Robert. And so it was, those are, three of my most memorable times on Iditarod.